Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Going into New Year's, a lot of people would have gone out to celebrate, but we're now living in very, very interesting times. And to help us make sense through food is Sadiqa Fakir, who is, apart from her day job as being an integrated media director of one of the top companies in the country, she's also a food blogger and all-round food bloggy. Sadiqa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chad. Hope you're keeping well.
I am. It's a little bit hot and testy, and it's almost feeling like Durban weather in Joburg this afternoon. It's feeling a little bit humid-like, but you know what? We're going to get through it. And more importantly, we're going to be chatting to you about New Year's recipes and food. The floor, my dear, is yours.
Indeed. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I concur with this Durban weather. My hair is really not doing justice, so I'm absolutely grateful this is a voice call and not a FaceTime call.
It's this weather is something else. Now tell me,
absolutely,
a lot of people, well, most people need to stay home. It's just the essential services are going to be out there. What can you tell us about food coming New Year Eve? And in general, what are your favorite recipes?
Sure, perfect. So I think it's certainly a new abnormal for us. I can't say it's a new normal because we refuse to accept the situation. And in South Africa, we will get through. I think the important thing is you may have your immediate family. You may have some family coming over and ultimately leaving before the curfew. So meaning for New Year's as a whole, you just have to try and keep it simple, give enough variety, bearing in mind you're probably catering for different palates. You're catering for different age groups. I always go, you're going from toddler in some circumstance to teens to very fussy millennials. You have multiple dietary requirements. With health being a very big focus in South Africa now, you've got anything from vegan to vegetarian to keto. You've also sometimes got a cater, kosher. You've also sometimes got a cater for example, some of your guests are not eating specific ingredients from an allergy perspective. So when you're catering for New Year's, you really have to take those things into consideration, but don't agonize over it. Because if you choose a selection that is almost palatable for multiple palates, you will get through. So my core suggestion here is almost take a harvest table theme or setting as your best option because it caters for multiple people and several dietary requirements. I think my critical thing here is that when you're building, you really need to keep things flowing. You need to keep it exciting. You can dabble into some of the food trends as you set up this beautiful harvest table. And a very hot summer at that, Chad, I almost recommend set up this beautiful table outside if it's not going to rain or on your patio or even your dining room table. Add some greenery, add a beautiful tablecloth, some candles, citronella, of course, to get rid of those flies. And ultimately, you can dabble into some very funky food trends. For me, a harvest table is quite important because it gives you the variety, but it also encourages almost sharing, but in a safe way. So you can let people go in if you're still practicing social distancing protocol at home, because that's where you will be entertaining, but you should just have your immediate family there. It allows you to have a conversation over food. It allows you to almost play with your food, and that's something that Hemant and I love. We love multiple little things. We are almost schizophrenic in our food because we don't believe that just one dish works. It should be a multiple of small dishes that really complement your palate. So if we had to just step back, I almost see this harvest table being set up, and this is why we're giving you enough time, starting to get those creative juices flowing and almost do your grocery shop very early in the morning. But ultimately, we're almost going to set up our harvest table tomorrow, kind of early afternoon. So the harvest table is going to convert from a light lunch into snacks for sundowners, and then ultimately it will turn into a dinner New Year's Eve table. So for starters, you can make your life easy, do some shop buying, go to some of your delis and buy some dips and spreads that work. But there are some super easy dips and spreads that you can use in your starter table that you can really whip up at home. I mean, I think one of the easiest for me is a hummus. Use the canned stuff, get it into a blender, get some garlic in, get some olive oil in, you can add some salt and some pepper, and almost there you have hummus. Another one that I like, and being Indian, I like a little bit of spice. And when I'm talking spice need not mean heat, but spice means the leveling of multiple spices. I think if anyone looks at my cupboard, they get worried because I think I have more spices than underwear, which is quite scary. And I think the one dish that I absolutely love for New Year's and, you know, just chilling at the pool or the patio is what I call an aubergine choker. So it's very similar to a baba ganoush. And it basically is very easy. And again, I'm not giving you the actual measurements because you can just use your creativity, Jen. That's the important thing about a harvest table. Make it your own. And please ensure you Instagram it and let's see what it looks like. So here, an aubergine choker is an Indian dish that it's normally served into a thali with multiple other curries and breads and an end. But you can absolutely use it for New Year's Eve. Chill this thing or serve it hot. It's kind of roasted aubergines mashed up. You season with salt and pepper. You can add in some olive oil. In normal circumstances, the Indian community would add in clarified butter, but you can add this for actually olive oil, fresh lemon, zest of lemon, mint and green chili, and just a sprinkle of cumin. And there you have a kind of a stunning spread. And then, if I might indulge you, another one of my favorites is kind of a roasted butternut spread. That is half part kumis and half part roasted butternut, adding in some cumin there, adding some paprika in. You can add a little bit of heat if you'd like with some fresh chopped chili and some mint once again. I'm just trying to enhance these fresh flavors coming into dishes that are really meant to be fun, shared with, and really lapped up with, whether you are doing biscuits or some bread. And what I always say is, you've got some savories like these spreads. Make one or two at home, and those are your highlights. Those are what you go, of course I made this at home. You can do some shop buying. Put some preserves out because I quite like the salty, the hot, and the sweet, and a fig preserve in this would be fantastic. Some sliced fruit and veggies. And there you have something that could cater vegan, that could cater vegetarian. Kids love this because it's got that sweet and that salty and that zesty, and it caters for multiple palates. It depends on how you want to mix it. And then I also do love including, and don't judge, some blistered grapes. And I know sometimes they're not in season, but just some of those red globe grapes, just pan-fried with some olive oil and just glazing some honey. Those are absolutely divine if you're having some wine or you're having some spritzers and you have these spreads on there as well. So I take that as one of my preserves. And if you had to look at some meatier starters, because kind of South Africans love meaty taste, whether you're vegetarian or vegan, look at those beautiful oven-baked mushrooms. Just a couple of those in an oven dish, getting some olive oil and garlic and some rosemary. Those have a meaty goodiness, but they also, you know, they can be eaten cold, they can be eaten hot. So again, your prep can be done upfront to allowing you to spend enough time with your loved ones and just making beautiful memories. On the meat side, one of my favorites has to be a lamb mince kofta. Just add in some cumin, not too much because you really don't want to add in too much brown whole spice or powdered spice because it can get too bitter. Just some cumin if you have to take a portion, maybe 500 grams of lamb mince. Get like a little bit of cumin in there, some coriander, again, fresh mint, turmeric. And my secret here is actually fry your onions before putting your onions into the kofta. And you can start by getting this really fun. You can have your braai going, getting those koftas going, putting onto your harvest table as you have your pitas and your biscuits going. So those smells just start coming through and really getting everyone to that harvest table, which is quite exciting. And then another thing, and again, I'm all about kind of self-service. I'm not making people feel awkward and intimidated. Go and serve yourself. But obviously being hostess with the mostest, ensuring that everyone is being fed. My dress code at home is elasticated pants. Never come to my home, Chad, if you're going to wear jeans. Only come in elasticated pants because I am a feeder. And I think you can also set up a drink self-service bar at the same thing. You need to be hydrated. Some flavored waters are perfect, some pineapple flavored water, strawberry flavored water. And then what I also do love setting up is a gin bar for those that are actually drinking, and then a mocktail bar for those that are not drinking and for the kids, and making kids a part of this whole experience. Just watch that the kids don't drink the gin, of course. But some of my favorite cocktails this summer and have been the ones that celebrate summer fruit. So I've created this Passionate, which is fresh passion fruit, gin, Indian tonic, some green chili and mint. But you can ultimately just leave the gin out, and there you have a stunning mocktail. I'm sorry, and add some sugar syrup in there if you really need a bit more sweetness. And then another I'm trying tomorrow is one of my favorites that I've consistently made is a lychee and lime cooler, which is a crushed ice cooler with some vodka, lychee and lime, and just sprigs of mint once again. And really the whole thing is about really having fun and allowing the kids to create their own mocktails, letting them get their pictures with their mocktails, really adding in the cool factor. And the real thing here is just try to keep things simple. Have time to chill and relax. Start with your proteins and veg as we start moving into the main courses. I really suggest set up your brunch. And that's something that is almost patent and indigenous to South Africans. Set up your braai, get those coals low, and this is where you can really have a lot of fun with your meat and veggies. Being Indian, I'm addicted to tandoori and tikka, so a lot more spicing on our meat. And one of my favorites is a masala mixed chicken, which is you can either use chicken thighs, drumsticks, or even breasts. Just tenderize those breasts first, though. And basically, a masala mix would be salt, pepper, loads of lemon, ginger, garlic, some cumin, turmeric, chili powder, and fresh mint. And again, just remember that Indian food was never actually meant to be hot. You are the master of your heat. So if you want some extra heat, of course, add in a little bit more chili powder. But if you just don't want heat, don't worry about the chili powder.
Well, Sadiqa, you and I share a spice love in common. That's the cumin. It's absolutely amazing. Before we go to the news, just tell us what dessert we're looking at after this wonderful harvest table starter, the braai. Sure. Let's move into dessert, and then we're out of here.
Sure, perfect. So for dessert, you're going to have your braai on. Go with a grilled fruit bar. So have your brown sugar, honey, and some chili flakes. Taking in some pineapples, bananas on kebab sticks with strawberries, even watermelon, and grilling that and putting over some brown sugar, honey, and chili flakes. And then I also suggest a sorbet bar. So some amazing combos. I love pineapple and orange. Just squeeze everything, blend it, getting into a freezer, and then scoop up that sorbet and a lychee and mint sorbet.
You've actually created this incredible, incredible picture. For pictures, Instagram, you mentioned. Before we go to news, tell me, where can our listeners go to see some of these incredible creations?
Of course, you can come through to my Instagram profile, which is at Sadiqa Fakir, SadiqaFakir. And I certainly am using some of these inspirations for tomorrow.
Sadiqa, thank you so much for joining us. It was an incredible spread. Your words created those meals, and I look forward to chatting to you again in the new year. That was Sadiqa Fakir, and she was chatting to us as a foodie, as a blogger, about some of the top recipes for lockdown New Year's Eve 2020.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.